People in Afghanistan have one more choice for entertainment. 3 years after the fall of the Taliban, the Kabul Golf Club is open for business. Even as Afghans try to rebuild their ruined cities, the club's golf pro is trying to replant grass on Afghan fairways. Here's NPR's Ivan Watson.
Golfers be warned. At Afghanistan's only golf club, there's very little green and a whole lot of rough.
Now, where am I hitting it?
Yeah. You see that flag?
Oh, that's the flag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the green, right?
That's
that black thing over there is the green. Yeah.
The greens here are circles of charcoal-colored sand. The fairways are the sun-baked dirt and clay of a drought-stricken valley where, aside from a few thorn bushes, there's virtually no vegetation.
All right.
Nice shot.
In fact, if it wasn't for a foreign visitor trying his hand at beginner golf, you might never realize you're standing in the middle of a golf course.
Good.
The golf pro here is Muhammad Afzal, an Afghan who learned the sport from an American coach decades ago when the golf club was still a social center for Kabul's diplomatic community.
35 years before, you know, we all have good clubhouse and people come drink, dancing, you know, everybody's happy. No fire, you know, no nothing, you know.
But like the rest of this country, the golf course suffered from the ravages of Afghanistan's quarter century of war. It all started with the Soviets, who Afzal says did not appreciate golf. They parked their tanks here and lobbed shells over the mountains at the Mujahideen. Later, in the 90s, after the Soviet withdrawal, Afzal says the club opened and closed depending on which Afghan warlord had the upper hand in nearby Kabul. With the Taliban gone, Afzal returned from exile in Pakistan, where he worked as a taxi driver, and reopened the all-but-forgotten Kabul Golf Club. The trouble is, he still doesn't have enough money to plant grass.
I want to make it good grass, and I need other country help, you know.
Experts searched the course and declared it free of landmines, but the fairways are still littered with leftovers of war.
These are shell casings. From bullets?
The Kalashnikov.
That hasn't stopped golf aficionados from Kabul's bustling diplomatic community. They come, sometimes accompanied by bodyguards, to play a couple holes. Some even donated clubs, balls, and tees, which Afzal keeps locked up in his pro shop, a rusting container that stands next to a bombed-out building. For about $50, you get rental equipment, personal instruction from Afzal, and the help of Muhammad, a 19-year-old who caddies dressed in traditional shalwar kameez. The spectacle of a foreigner hitting balls around a field attracts the attention of two curious Afghans who stopped by the seventh hole for a minute while carrying jugs of water home to their nearby village.
Nah. So that he doesn't have the faintest idea what this game is.
Afghanistan's only golf pro does not care. He says he's thrilled to be back, and he looks forward to attracting some big-name talent, like Afghan President Hamid Karzai, or maybe even Tiger Woods.
See the mark straight by the hole?
Ivan Watson, NPR News.
Okay. Yeah.